Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Samach Hei Amud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be completing today Simen Shin Tzadi Ches. We left off yesterday with one last Mishnah Berurah from Siv Ches. To remind ourselves what that situation was, we can use the diagrams in the Dershu footnotes. Specifically, we were talking about the scenario of diagram number 53, where you have a left city and a right city, a large space in between them, and then at the bottom of this triangle, you have another city. So we said, halachically, we can move the city at the bottom of the triangle if it's within 2,000 amos of each of the left and right upper cities, and we can move it up, and that's the diagram in Dershu footnote number 53 that we've been talking about. Then we brought down, there's the opinion of the Mechaber, and the opinion that the Ramah brings down in the name of the Yesh Omrim. In a nutshell, you can see these two quickly to remind ourselves what they are. The understanding of the first sheet of the Mechaber, as understood by the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul Michutz L'Shlostan, and you can see this in Dershu footnote diagram number 61, shows that we view the three cities together as being on a straight line, and therefore you draw a box, you muraba, you square off the city area of all three cities, and you go 2,000 amos in every direction, and the entire area in the middle is considered dalet amos, as opposed to the v'yesh omrim that we brought down at the end of yesterday's share, which can be seen in Dershu footnote number 58 in the diagram there, is that we don't view the bottom city as having the tchum of the upper cities. The upper cities we view as if the bottom city was in between them, and therefore even though there's a large space in between them, as long as it has the parameters from yesterday's shear, so the top two cities, the left and the right city, they get that rectangle around them. But the bottom city has the square around it, as you can see in the diagram. And now we'll see inside what I just said in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Dalet. Rotz Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining this V'yesh Omrim that the Ramah brought down at the end of Siv Ches, and he says, Delomahani Hasvara Deroin. That which we said we view the bottom city of the pyramid over here as if it's been between the two top cities, we only do that Rakal Inyan Shnei Hachitzonim. That's only in regards to the two top cities, as you can see in diagram in Dershu footnote number 58. Shukir Achas. So we only view the top two cities as being one city. Avolola Inyan Emtsois Asma, but not the bottom city. The bottom city is separate in some way. They overlap somewhat the Tchum, but you can see the square around the bottom city, the rectangle about the two top cities, they're two separate tchumim. And therefore, the Ramah says, as explained by the Mishnah Berurah, V'alkim medidas tchumim shalah, the bottom city, hurak sviv chomosel l'chol tzad bovad, you square off an area around the bottom city. V'tamam, and the reasoning for that is, she'im nira oso kimuv lo v'yomei ben chitzonim, because he says, if you were to move it up and position it in between the two top cities, so then it would lose everything on the bottom that it gained going up towards the top. Yafsid kol arukein kach l'ruach hashenis she'en l'tzad chitzonim. So the bottom would be lost. You wouldn't have the 2,000 amos in that direction because you're giving it an extra 2,000 in the upward direction. How do we paskin? The Mishnah Berurah says, "Ul inyan halacha naktinan kedei arishona." We paskin like Dershu footnote number 61, the diagram there, like the Mechaber. Why? The bedivrei sofrim halech achar meiko. This is the larger shear; it encompasses more. In regards to hilchos tchumim, which is a din derabbanon, we have the halachic right to go after the more lenient opinion. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, "Umodidim loyim tsoya alpay michutz lachitzonim." The bottom city also gets the 2,000 amos in all directions, like the diagram in Dershu footnote number 61, and v'apilu hachi lo hifsid l'ruach hashenis, and it doesn't lose the extra 2,000 towards the bottom of the diagram. That concludes really yesterday's share. Now we go sif tes. Mechaber writes, ir she yosheves al sfas ha-nachal. You see a picture of this in Dershu footnote number 62 in the diagram there. You have a city that has a sometimes filled lake or river around it, what we would maybe call a wadi, and it's mostly not filled with water, but sometimes it's filled with water. So ir she yosheves al sfas ha-nachal, the city is adjacent to some sort of a canal. Shirov ha-itim, most of the time, huyavish, it's dry, umishtam shebo, and as if it's dry land, you can walk through it, you can do stuff with it, you play there, whatever you want to do. Shenam wali el b'shas ha-geshem, it's only filled during the rainy season, so it's like a wadi in Eretz Yisrael, they may be dry most of the time, but it's filled during certain rainy parts of the year. So the halacha is, im yesh lefonel matzeva, if it has in front of it a matzeva, both the Ber Hagola and the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Memhei say, Rotz Lomar, this is itztaba. This is like a platform over here. I would say like a dry dock or a pier of some sort, as you can see in the diagram in Dershu footnote number 62. And as long as this platform is rochav arba amos al svas hanachal, and as long as it's four amos by at least four amos wide on the bank over here of this wadi, Kidesh yamdu alev yishtamshu benachal. So it's usable. If you want to use the lake, you can fish off this thing. You can throw things into the water, grab things from the water with this itztaba. So nimtza hanachal b'chlal o'ir. Then we view the entire wadi as being within the city limits. And therefore, when you're counting the tchum of this city, umodin lo alpayim amma misfas hanachal sheni. As you can see the diagram, you start counting the 2,000 ammas from the other side of the wadi over here, not from the city limits. That is considered within the city limits. And because of this little pier, this itztaba, the platform that you have over here, that enables the entire wadi to be considered part of the city, and we consider the end of the city, to be where the wadi ends on the other side, and that's where you start counting the 2,000 amos. The Mishnah Berurah explains this in Sivkat Memvav. Because of this itztaba, mishtamshim benachal gam shehimaleya. You're able to now use this nachal when it's wet or when it's dry. Certainly when it's dry, but now even when it's wet, you're able to use it. And therefore, even though normally we say you only include in the city limits places that are dwelling places, and this nachal is not really a dwelling place, so yesh lomar, we can nevertheless answer and say the hasam in general we say you must have a dwelling place. That's for a specific area; it must be within the city limits and dwelled in. Aval hanachal is there, this wadi over here, shu lifnei kol ha'ir, which is used by the entire city people. It's in front of the city and used by all of the city people. So even though Afa Pish ain't no royal dira, even though it's not a dwelling place in and of itself, it's a wadi. Now Abrin Boesir, nevertheless, it can be used to go and expand the city limits. This is brought down the name of the Ritva. The issue footnote number 63 says, can we use this if there was another city on the other side of the wadi? Can this wadi, so to say, connect the two cities? So the issue footnote number 63 brings down from the Shilas Shuvas Mesha Dover. If you had a city on one side of the wadi, a city on the other side of the wadi, can they be mitzdarif? He says no. The itztaba doesn't allow them to be mitzdarif. He says, kivon she'ena mo'ilo lehiluch me'ir le'ir. You can't really go across this wadi because there's an itztaba there when it's filled up with water. Therefore, you're not allowed to use it to combine the two cities over here, unless, of course, they're less than 141 and two-thirds amma apart. Then it's considered like a single city, as we learned previously. However, he says, a bridge that would be over the wadi, that would be no different than a dry path between the two cities. And then a gesher, a bridge over here, would be different. And the bridge over here would be able to connect the two cities and allow them to be considered one. This is, of course, assuming that they're within 141 and two-thirds amas of each other. Otherwise, if you have a path of land between two cities, they're not considered one city unless they're close enough to each other. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'ayin in the Mogen Avraham, shemistapek im b'chol mokom, shemishtamshim b'nei o'ir, naschil limdo misham. He questions this. The Mogen Avraham says, is this really correct, what we just brought down in the name of the Ritva? That we view this just because it can be used by the entire city as being part of the city limits. And he says, look in the El Yerabah, I in the El Yerabah, Shehizkim Dein Lachel, who agrees over here with the Morgan of Rome that one shouldn't take the lenient approach over here. The Gam Benachal Gufa, even with the Wadi itself, there are Das, Kama Rishonim, Shechokim, Mesovim, Danachal, Olav, Mizal Payim. There are those that disagree with the Ritva amongst the Rishonim and say that you don't start the Tchum from the other side of the Wadi, you start the Tchum from the edge of the city limits, which is pre-Wadi, and that the Wadi is included in the 2,000 Amos. Vahavu, and they conclude, the Lo Lahosif Allah, we shouldn't add on further because of this Wadi to the city limits. We continue, the Mechaber says, Im lo ha'yosha matzeva, if there was no little pier or platform over here, this itztaba, then in that situation, everybody agrees, ein modin lehem ela mipesach botam. Then everybody agrees that you use the city limits over here, and wherever the houses or the wall ends, that's where the city limit ends. And in that situation, the nimtzo hanachal nimdo min alpayim shalem. Then the wadi is included in the 2,000 amos that a person is allowed to go beyond the city. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot mem zayin, if you don't have an itztaba of rochav arba amos, 4 amos by 4 amos, so then in that situation, certainly it would be not good. V'chol shekein lo yakal, and certainly if you didn't have one at all. So then you mount the city limits as being from the end of the houses or the wall, and not including the wadi. Sivkot mem ches, pirush mibayis achitzon, v'hainu mikiriya, from the last houses of the city or the wall of the city, whichever one it is. Sifyot, the Mechaber writes, Yoshet Srifim, you have people living in little booths or huts. What are these? The Hainu, Shiyoshim, Ba'ohalim, the people are dwelling in these temporary type of huts, sha'osin, mehutsin, va'arava. They're made from palm leaves over here, or willows. And they're not really permanent structures, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Memtes. She'ein kivuin b'mokom echad. They aren't permanent structures. El yoshun kan b'zman ma, v'achakach, kishakol hamira, hochel b'mokom achad. These are like shepherds. They're nomads over here. So they camp in a certain place for a week or two, till the sheep pasture and use up all the grass. And they move their huts, these temporary booths, to another place, and they pasture there for a while. And therefore, they're not considered permanent, and therefore, they're not considered like a city. But if they are permanent structures, then have it here. It's nothing wrong with the fact that it's palm leaves or willows. It's the fact that it's transitory. It's a temporary structure. But if it's a permanent structure, then it is considered a city, and we have all the dinim of a city. How long do you have to be there to be called permanent versus temporary? Ayin Prima Gadim, he says, Shemistapik Bakamazman Nikro Kavua. Exactly what a period of time do you have to be there in order to be called permanent and not temporary? In any event, in this situation, it's not considered a city. As the Mechaber writes, Ein Lohem Din Ir, and therefore the halacha lemaisa is, Ulefikoch Ein Modin Lohem Alpayim Amo Ela Mipesach Botehen. Therefore, each individual hut over here has its own tchum. This Mipesach Botehen is a little bit different, the Shaar HaTzion points out in Os Chavzov, than the Pesach Batein that we just said in Siftes. The Pesach Batein in Siftes was the entire city. Here, it's each individual house over here gets the guy living in that house, gets his house, and 2,000 amas beyond that house. So we don't view them all as one conglomerate. So all the huts over here don't combine, and we don't square them off and make them into a city. But each house is viewed as a separate individual, separate entity, and each house gets 2,000 amos for that person living in that house. So the house 100 feet away is going to have a different tchum than this house over here, as opposed to in a city, they all have the same tchum. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Nun, wrote to Lomai, the Mechaber is telling us over here, She'ein mitzdar from yachad lioskir. As I pointed out, they're not considered a city. They're considered individual dwellings. And elamodin amapayim l'kol echa mifnei atzmo mipesach besos. Every person has his own personal tchum. They don't have a group tchum as a city. However, the Ramah points out, this is only true im ein lohem kimin hekef mechitza asara o choretz asara sovi botein. That's if they don't have some sort of a mechitza that surrounds their dwellings over here, these temporary huts. But if they did put up a mechitza over here, then the din would be different. As the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkot Nun Aleph, Dim Yesh Lehem Hekev Zeh Sovi L'Machaneim, if they put up a fence or some sort of a structure around all of their huts, so then, Nechshav Kol HaShetach Kulo Ki Arba Amos, then they are in fact considered over here like a city, and they're all considered as one Dalet Amos, and then you square it off, Umodidim Alpayim Misoviv HaHekev, and then you have the Trum around the squared off city that you've created over here by the mechitza, and they get 2,000 Amos in every direction. Shaar HaTzion adds over here in Sif Katan Chav Zayin, Mistabed Bezeh Einosin Lo Shivim Amos V'Shirayim Afleman Da'om Einosin L'Ir Achas B'Alma D'Lo Chashiv Ir. We still don't consider this a city. This is considered like an individual group house, and therefore you don't get the 70 and 2/3 Amma according to the Ramah, who says a city gets 70 and 2/3 Amma. Even the Ramah would say in this situation you don't get the 70 and 2/3 Amma. Dishu footnote number 65 brings down, this would be true even if it was only one house over here that you made a mechitz around. So he brings down from the Vilna Gaon, Shekol Shehukof Ladira, Nechshav HaKol Kedalat Amos. If a person has a house and then he puts a big fence around his house, so then his Tchum Shabbos starts from the end of the walls of the fence of his house, not from the house itself. So the Ramah's din over here is that as long as you have a mechitz, or it could be a charetz, I didn't mention that, when it said it could be a charetz over here, it could be a ditch too, a downwards mechitz or an upwards mechitz is fine. And this din was brought down by the Beis Yosef in the name of the Shiboli Leket. Mechaber continues and writes, V'miyeshom sholosh chatzeros shnei batim kivuin shel evin o shel nesarim. But if these people that are dwelling over here in these structures, they made their structures out of stone, or they made it out of planks, so it's a permanent structure, and you have three chatzeros, three courtyards over here, with each courtyard having at least two dwellings, two houses in it, so then this is by definition a city. And therefore, Elu Osim Eskulam Keba, this makes it into one permanent city structure. V'yeshlem Dinir, they have the halacha of a city, and how do you figure out the tchum? Umarabin Osa, you square it off, you make a square or a rectangle around all of these structures. V'nosim lo'alpayim amma l'chol ruach kishar ha'yoros. And you give it over here the status of a city, and 2,000 amas north, south, east, and west, in all those directions, and then you circle that off, and that's your tchum of the entire city. The Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nun Beis, reminds us in the previous din about the mechitza. He says, they first have to have dwelled there, and then they made the mechitza, as now we're going to learn in Sif Yud Aleph. And now we finish off Simen Shin Tzadiches, a beautiful simen, and the Mechaber concludes this with Sif Yud Aleph. And the Mechaber writes, Ir Shehukfa V'Achakach Yoshua, if the builders of this city, they first built the wall around the city, and then they started building a city inside of it. V'achakach Yoshua. So in this situation, the wall preceded the city. as the Mishnah explains in Sifkot Nun Gimel, the Einam Yusheves Kula Adachoma. And now the city doesn't go all the way to the wall. So they built this wall, and now they're building from the middle of the city area, but they haven't yet reached the wall. If they reach the wall, then there's no question over here. So there's a space in between where the houses end and the wall ends. So in this situation, the Mechaber tells us, Modin law mimikom yeshivosos. So then the place where you count the tchum is not from the wall, but from the last house. You square off all the houses with inside this wall, not using the wall. You square off the houses, and then the 2,000 amas due directly north, south, east, and west is from the edge of the squared off houses, but not from the extra space that you have from there to the wall. That's included in the 2,000 amos of the trum of the city. The Mishnah explains in Sifkot Nun Dalet, why is this so? Pirish, lo yimdo me'achoma, you don't count the 2,000 amas from the wall, elemen abatim, but from the houses over here. And according to the Ramah, that's a Ramah, le'el b'sif hey, as we learned previously already, we give them also 72/3 amas plus 2,000 amas. No sin lo'ot shivim amu v'shrayim. Why is this? Shachomazu eino chashuva l'shavya kula k'arba amos. Because this wall over here, shalo huk fuladira, wasn't made for dwelling purposes. The wall was there first. Therefore, the entity of the wall is not considered the city limits. The houses of the city are the city limits, and you don't include the extra space between the houses all the way up to the wall. Because the wall, shenasis kodim shivasa, was made first, it's not called hukof ladira. Unless in lo sheyesh b'choma beis dira, but if the wall itself has houses in it, v'hi b'soch shivim amo v'shirayim l'shivas batir, and it's within 72 amos of the city, so then it's the refesimah that it is considered part of the wall. And according to this, the Sharetzion reminds us in Sifkot and Chav Tes, so then you also get 72/3 amos according to Ramah plus the 2,000 amos. So again, the wall, if there's more of a space between it and the city houses of 72/3 amos, so if the wall came first, then you measure the tchum from the edge of the Meruba city houses, but not including the space between the city houses and the wall. That's considered already your 2,000 amos. But if there's either somebody living in the wall, or it's within 72/3 amos of the city, or as we'll see in a second in the Mechaber, if the wall was made afterwards, then you count this tchum from the wall. And that's what the Mechaber now tells us over here. Yoshva, if they first built houses, and then they said, hey, let's put a wall up over here, v'achaka chukva, so even if there's a larger space over here between the houses and the wall of 72/3 amma, modedim lo mechomosa, then you measure the city tchum from the wall. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Nun Hey, afilu achoma rocho karbi min abatim, even if there's well more than 72/3 ammas over here, there's a large distance over here between the last houses and the wall, you specifically built the wall far away, so you'd have plenty of room to expand in the upcoming years. For Acher Kach, since the wall was made afterwards, Mikre Hukaf Ladira. That's called space that's Hukaf Ladira, and it's incorporated into the city. And that entire empty space between the last houses and the wall is considered part of the city, and we view this all as Dalet Amos. According to the Ramah, or Das Ramah, Le'el B'Siv Hey, as we've said many, many times, Nosin Lomitchila Hashivim Amma Vishirai Mechutz L'Choma, then you get 72/3 Amos from the wall, V'Achekach Modin Lo Alpayim, according to Ramah, then you get the 2,000 Amos. According to Mechaber, you just mount the 2,000 Amos distance from the wall. With this, we conclude this beautiful Simen Shin Sadi Ches and today's Shir.